from the Goal Prayer Book. Turn to page 34. And we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. If you have the white binder, turn to the first page that says Kadampa Center Prayers. Taya ta om ne mane maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mane maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mane maha munaye soha. And now we'll read the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. If you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely here, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis life. So let's say the mantra seven times. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. And then if you flip back to page 33, let's read the fourth stanza one time. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world may never occur again. And then on page 32, the first stanza of Shantideva, three times. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. And then let's read the four measurables in English three times. That's on page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment from friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. At the bottom of the page, there's two mantras. We'll say the Chenrezig's mantra eight times. He's the Buddha of great compassion. And then below that, Green Tara's mantra seven times. She's the deity of enlightened activity. Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare 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 tu re so ha. Thank you. So the children are welcome to go to their class.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe begin with a 2-hour meditation, short meditation. Class is only 1.5 hours. just joking. maybe no short silent meditation. Yeah, so, and try not to think any specific things, and just, I say, keep your thought, you know, like I say, fewer as possible, just, you know, it's best, just one thought. There probably must be positive one, not negative one, positive one, okay? positive one. If you have many positive thoughts, so that's good things. So try to minimize disturbing thoughts while we're sitting next probably a few minutes. So then try to think something positive. Okay. Or you can just focus on your breath. Focus on your breath, in and out. Breathe out. Okay, not breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And you can count one. Out in from nose, from your nose, both nose. Of course, before you do the palm, better to clean the nose. Make sure the precious jewel doesn't come out. Precious jewel. you can begin with breathing out, breathing in. One way to keep your mind focused. If you're not able to think something positive, one way to keep your mind focused. Need object to focus on. So you can use your own breath as an object. Out, in, one, out, in, two, and just be mindful. Okay? So 10, 7, 15, 14, 21, how much you can. Is it too short? Oh, yeah. So, if you are first time learning how to meditate, so then short is good, short is good. Short than many, no, short is good. Long is no good, long is no good. So then you really start to enjoy, when you really start to enjoy meditation more than chocolate chip cookie, then you can do more, you can do long. Beginning, hard to say whether you enjoy or not, you know. So, so when is the best time to stop? When is the best time? When is the best time to stop meditations? When you feel good, you should not go on. It's better to stop. Okay? Should not stop when you feel terrible. So that's not good. That's not good ways to stop. So, yeah, so then, so please, do you mind taking maybe one moment to introduce to yourselves? Thank you. Thank you. This is candy here called sugar free. Yes, sugar, yeah. Oh. No, not did it say sugar free. It used to say sugar free. Something happened, I'm not sure, whatever. Maybe Karanda said I should make one candy called samsara free. Sugar-free, they still taste sweet. So maybe people who have diabetes like me probably get hallucinations. So don't eat one. So still then enjoy the level sugar-free, but at the same time enjoy the sweet. So the same like samsara free candy produced by Kadamba Sen. So all my friend here, so yeah, I mean, besides health problems, you know, the health, and you know, also like, because, you know, we have this body, so then, because basis is already there, basis is already there. So then, you know, all kind of things comes based on that you know, basic or foundations, you know, there's, so then the other hand, there's what you call mind, you know, so it's like use this body as like, kind of like house, you know, kind of rent this body, you know, they kind of use this as a house. Or so then, many complication problems that related to the mind, that, you know, could change, you know, that could reduce, immensely could reduce by meditation, so. So then probably, you know, could have positive impact on the health. Healthy mind, healthy body, so makes sense. Probably. So now all my friends, including myself, we just pause and think about what is the origin of all the known problems. What is the origin? Just think about that. What is the origin? What is the origin of the all the difficulties we experience? What is the origin? So then, other hand, what is the origin of all the happiness? What is the origin of all the happiness? Just think about practical level, not just based on religion, no, practical level, just think about practical level, not just, you know, then I say, of course, religion, you know, is there try to help you to understand. Understand, that's all. Try to help you to understand. Not there to judge you, you know. So just help there. It's just there to help you to understand. 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 So just think about that. Just know. What is the origin of all the problems or complications that we experience, and what is the origin of all the happiness? This is all related to the mind. Nothing to do with the body, physical body. No, it's very limited. Nothing. But healthy mind, there's something you can do. Something that you can do, healthy mind, something you can generate, something you can produce. So now the question is how? How? Reciting prayer might help a little bit here and there. Reciting mantra, doing this probably help a little bit here and there. Not much, not much. Otherwise you can tune this all day long. But much it helps. It all depends on the mind. It helps a little bit here and there. There will be another question. Why? No. Why life get complicated? Why this? Why that? It all goes. There's an origin. 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 It all goes. That's why. That's why. No. It all goes. There's origin. Why there's flower in the garden? Probably there's some seed. It's there, that's why flower grows. It's not somebody decide which flower grow where. Not somebody. Or sometimes we plant. I mean natural flowers, you know. So now think about that. What is the origin of all this complication? Why life gets so complicated? You know, it's not everybody's life gets so complicated, but it depends, you know, people to people. Some people say life is good. Some people say life is not good. What they say? Or they say something else, I don't remember. It all depends, you know. It's all perception. Perceptions, you know. Perceptions. It's called, this is called sugar-free. If somebody calls it sugar-free, it doesn't become sugar-free by itself. Somebody labels it's called sugar-free. Then after that, then you see sugar-free. So Kadamba said that we can do the same thing, we call samsara-free. So, so now what's the origin? What's the origin of all the problems? And what's the origin of all the happiness? What do you think? So that is that. There's one element. You could say dissatisfaction. You could say dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction is the door to all the problems. You could say that dissatisfaction. Not like enjoying things is the not draw to all the happiness. That doesn't say. It doesn't make sense. Enjoying chocolate chip cookie, sugar free candy is not the origin of suffering. Dissatisfactions. You could say dissatisfaction is draw to all the problem, all the unhappiness. Dissatisfactions. So if we all agree that dissatisfaction is a door to all the not all the happiness. So this you could say dissatisfaction is door to all the problems. So then what else? What else? Anybody want to contribute something? Shugila say something, Lamula say something, so then no pressures, no pressures, no pressure. If you want to share something, please do. No? Okay. So our hands, you know, there's all these beautiful things, color, shape, smell, sound, something you can touch, you know, what you call five objects of desire. Five objects of desire, make sense? Five objects of desire, or shape you can see, color you can see, so then, you know, smell something, you know, good, taste something wonderful, you know, get. Oh, this is all physical happiness. This is not mental happiness. No, this is all like pleasure generated by senses, five senses. So it's very temporary. It's just very temporary. It's not the true happiness. Huh? But, you know, doesn't mean, oh, you should not enjoy. Of course, you should enjoy as much as you can. You should enjoy. But you can 100% rely your happiness on those things. There's another awareness, you know, another awareness of wisdom is very, very much needed to keep your life content, satisfy, content. You need not just desire. Oh, see? Not just desire. Everybody has desire. Right from the birth, everybody has desire. But that doesn't guarantee happiness. Probably that, you know, helps you to get something, you know, something, do something. See. The wisdom is very much needed to keep this life simple and content. The wisdom is very much needed. Desire is not the answer. Or desire is not the answer. Oh, so, do you agree?
Yes.
Huh? I'm not making this up. It's already been said from thousands of years ago. I'm just repeating here. So I was wondering, do you agree? Or you could say, I disagree. That's fine too. There's nothing wrong. So then I will ask you questions. Then. Yeah, I'm curious, just want to know what you think about, you know? So see, dissatisfaction, you could say dissatisfaction is the old door through all the problems. Well, that's what you could say, that's the one way to probably say. So then another way, you know, Ranyi Jinju, you know, so you American people are very smart, you can read, you can write, you know, you can, you know, a lot of countries that people, there's tons of people couldn't read and write. So, that's very fortunate. That's very fortunate. And also you have access to Google. Well, you can find out everything, almost everything. Almost everything. Besides liberation, enlightenment, I'm not sure. You can find through Google. Rang Yi Jin Jin, Rang Yi, Rang, yourself. Yourself. Ni means just yourself. That's all you think. That's all you think day and night, just yourself, nothing else. There's nothing for others. Rang means yourself. Ni means just yourself. Jin Jin means, I say, cherishing. Just yourself. That's all you think day and night. I'm not saying you are doing that, but I'm just explaining. Please don't misunderstand, okay? And including myself. No, it's not excluding myself, including myself. Then, you know, if everything has to be about me, everything has to be about me, you know, so that mindset, that kind of attitude, mindset, one way, another way to say it, that kind of mindset is also, you know, makes you very vulnerable, not venerable, vulnerable. Am I spelling?
Yeah.
Plausible. Right. Yeah, venerable, not venerable, vulnerable. So. Gva kunjib goes. Gva means, you know, like problems. Gva means problems. Gu, if something is growing like straight, then it starts to go down, that's called gu. Means it's not good, it's not going up, it's going down. So all the problems, you know, this attitude, always they're not thinking about, there's no tiniest will to share. Just forget about giving, just, there's no will to share. I just call this all that. You remember, like I remember watching this movie, there's one young guy, he's probably going to Alaska, middle of nowhere, looking for happiness. You remember seeing the movie? Then he comes with the conclusions, because there's, he's not happy in town, so much things happening, he wants to go somewhere middle of nowhere. What is looking for? Look for happiness. He went to Alaska. A lot of people during the 60s, they went to India, Asia, hippies. Hippies went to, not only to Alaska, but went to Asia. Brought Dharma into West. And brought something else. Brought something else. Yeah, so anyway, oh yeah, is guru kunji, manav chizin. So now, what is the origin of all the happiness? So we already said, dissatisfactions, that probably draws all the problems. So then contentment, wisdom, probably that's the answer, not that, these are wisdom. So here now, there's a whole, cherishing, it's about me, it's just about me, so nothing else. So that is the draw to all the problems. So my opening up, regardless, whether Tibetan, American, Buddhist, Christian, Islam, doesn't matter. Opening up, little bit, slow opening up. Then thinking more about well-being of not just yourself, for others, then the happiness will begin. True happiness will begin. So this called Rani Chenjun, Gubakunji Go, Rani Chenjun. Chasing just yourself is the door to all the problems. Manam Chesu, Yunye Kunji, cherishing others is the draw to all happiness. I'm just throwing message out there, so then you decide. You listen, then analyze. So there has to have origin, There has to have origin. If everything is happening randomly without cause and conditions, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense, why? That has to have a reason why things are happening. Otherwise, if this happens randomly, then everybody must be happy, That's not happening, So then why? It's not random. So everything is interdependent. There's no absolute reality. Everything is dependent. There's no absolute reality, so there's not absolute independent existence, doesn't exist. Everything is dependent. On what? On cause and conditions. That's how things, flower doesn't grow in the winter time, it only grows in summer time. So why? That flower is dependent on cause and conditions. That's why. It's not because somebody decides, flower, you can only grow in the summer time, winter time, you're happy in it. Nobody said that. It just depends on cause and conditions. So, this is all called wisdom. When you think like that, so then you are looking at from the holistic point of view. Every situation, then you are looking from a holistic point of view, rather than just focusing right there. You can't see anything else. Even though there's options, you cannot see. You cannot see because your mind is so narrowly focused on one object. Even though there's a solution, you don't see. every situation need to look at from the holistic point of view. But you know, here don't like misunderstand that, okay, he's doing that all the time. No, I'm trying, you know, so there's no difference between you and me, there's no difference. Maybe knowledge-wise, probably I have a little more knowledge when it's come down on Buddhism, I probably need a little more knowledge. So that's pretty much it, okay? So this is, you know, day-to-day life. It's not like every day, you know, like it's like new day. When the day begins, you know, it's just all new, so then you try to think something positive, you know, day-to-day life, you know, so daily basis, you know, you try to shape your mind and try to be content, and through thinking, not by, you know, eating something, not like that, by thinking, for wisdom, so... Deva ngomba minjulas, deva, desire. Nobody, including myself, nobody going to be content, satisfied, simply following desire. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in America, it's not going to happen in India, it's not going to happen in Nepal, it's not going to happen anywhere. Deva ngomba minjulas. So, according to Rolling Stone, I can get no satisfactions. Then the song goes on and on. I don't remember all the rest of the, what do you call?
The lyrics.
You probably remember that well. So the core message of that song, you know, it's only been said. Nobody sang. But it's already been said, but nobody sang. But they are the group, they are the one who probably sang it, making the song. But it's already been said thousands of years ago, it's nothing new. Very interesting, you know, it's like So, healthy mind, go back to the point. Healthy mind, there's something that you can do, you can produce. Don't need to go anywhere, you can produce. So when you meditate, you don't have to sit like this. You can move around. Same time, your mind is thinking, you know, thinking. Long as your mind thinking, if you're moving around, that's fine. That is meditation. Even though it doesn't look like meditation, it is one of the best meditations. You know, because you are thinking, you are constantly thinking. See. Enjoy, you know, enjoy, there's nothing wrong with enjoying, you know, because that's a part of your positive karma, that you have access to all kinds of food, all kinds of things, that's your result of your positive karma according to Buddhism. But at the same time, you have to remember that everything, all this goodness, you know, good, whether the shape, color, sound, smell, taste, etc., all this goodness, you cannot rely 100% on those things. You cannot put your happiness. You have to understand that right from the beginning. There's nothing to do with the religion. It's nothing to do with the religion. It's just a fact. It's the reality. It's just a fact. You know? What it means, what that means, it means you cannot hold on. You know, you cannot hold on. Enjoy while it's there. Enjoy. You can hold on. The minute you start to hold on, it makes you vulnerable. Vulnerable. There's another way to enjoy. Change is not based on whether you like or not like, it will happen. You cannot stop, it will happen. You cannot stop. Nobody can stop. Even if you get enlightened, you cannot stop change. Change will take place. No. If you are happy all the time, you cannot stop change, it will happen. If you are unhappy all the time, you cannot change. Change happens. You know? America cannot stop change. The most powerful country on this planet cannot change. Change takes place, no change. You know? This looks same, it's not same. It's constantly changing, it's constantly. But not this is subtle, impermanent, cannot hard to see. So that also needs to be understood in order to simplify your life in order to, as to minimize the complication in your life. That awareness is very, not just important, very necessary. Enjoy, if you can enjoy, but you cannot put your happiness 100% on those things. Why? Please change. Change. So, if you manage to generate some happiness by thinking, it will last much longer and it could increase. Could increase. So enjoying, I think, sugar-free candy, I'm not sure what happened to the label, it will change level. So that, whatever you call pleasure, happiness, whatever you call, it will not increase. Will not increase. Not because you are not don't know how to eat. That's how you eat, you just open that, then you chew, that's how you eat. That's the only way to eat. Then there's no something went wrong with the process, nothing wrong. But you need to know it will not increase. More likely probably it will decrease if you overeat. Maybe then your enjoyment could lose. You know, like that. Same chocolate chip, warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Food. Tastes so good. If you eat too much, probably no happiness will decrease. What is that? That's the reality. That's the reality. Nothing to do with religion, that's the reality. So we need to know that. Oh, okay? So there's the kind of, you know, like, wisdom, if you, what's the best way to explain wisdom? What is the best way to explain wisdom?
Seeing things as they are.
Seeing things as they are. You could be content, satisfied, rely on wisdom. You could be content, satisfied. Nobody content, satisfied, following desire. That's the fact. That's the fact. Oh. So see, and you see that very clearly for other people. You see that, but it's hard to see in yourself. But you see that on other people very quickly, especially for the kids. When you look at the kid, and they do something here 5 minutes, then finish. Oh, it's over. So 2 minutes is over. No, not that. What is it? It shows. It's not the amount of choice you give them that you will satisfy. No. No. Same. No. Get so excited something new, the last 5 minutes is over. It's over. It could come back, you know, so then the degree of happiness is down. Or pleasure. So that's the fact. That's the fact. No. So now what we should do? Wisdom is the key. Wisdom is the key. Wisdom. This is very possible that you could be content, you know, relying on wisdom. You know, as I mentioned before, in like near Dharamsala, that's called Lotus Lake. Lotus Lake. On that mountain, there are monks and nuns who are meditating rest of their life. When you visit them, look around, what they have? Nothing. They just leave the cave. Their mind is full of happiness. Oh, so that doesn't mean I'm asking you to go to the mountains. I'm not asking you to go to the mountains. But contentment. Contentment does not come from doing stuff. So that needs to be understood. So then, you know, when you are not happy, so there's no surprise that you know right from the beginning, you know that's what's going to happen. There's a downside, drawback of this five objects of desire, color, shape, smell, sound, taste, tactile, five object desires, that's where we desire for. Everything we desire for included on those five things. The downside of that, could be, you know, dissatisfaction. Dissatisfactions could be the dissatisfaction. So that leads to many, many complications. So it needs to be aware and prepare, not just prepare, well prepared, well equipped yourself to deal with those things. Then enjoy, at the same time, need to be aware and prepared, fully prepared, when it's about to, how is it, shake, or about to, how is it, deteriorate, you can hold on, you have to let it go. Could be idea, could be plan, could be anything, you know. It could be project, you know, anything, yeah. You travel with us, then when you're about to, like, the change, you can hold on, you let it go. So, then, you know, the life is going to be, then you become like, you know, according to Lama Yishi, then you become like easygoing person, you know, so because then you hold on. So that's very true. Life is precious. This is fragile. Fragile? This is fragile. Unpredictable. You can't predict unpredictable. So, based on these 3 points, it has nothing to do with religion. It is the fact. Maybe the first one probably not that easy to understand. Life is precious. You know, some people say, oh no, that's nothing precious. It is precious. It's precious. It's precious because you can do something much, much bigger than yourself. You can do. You can produce harmonious. You can produce. You can make other people happy. That's bigger than yourself. That's why life is precious. That's why the reason why I say life is precious. And unpredictable, we all know. No need to religion is happening all the time, unpredictable. Fragile. There are 1,000 different ways that, you know, you could die. We could die, I could die, you could die. 1,000 different ways. So based on these 3 facts. So then that's the probably one way to simplify the life. So bottom line is it all boils down on mind, not the body, mind. Healthy mind. What is healthy mind? Anger is not healthy mind. Jealousy is not healthy mind. Looking down on someone based on their tradition, their culture, that's not healthy mind. Judging someone where they look, where they dress, that's not healthy mind. Praising. Oh, you look very good in the lines, you know, like, that's healthy mind. Oh, that person is looking for happiness every single moment, like exactly like me. I'm looking for happiness every single moment. Whether that person is Buddhist or not Buddhist, Tibetan, American, they are looking for happiness. I don't have any extra reason to be happy. No, we all are doing the same thing. American, Tibetan, you know, black, white, brown, blue, yellow, same thing. You know, yellow, I refer to hair. America, you don't see much. Europe, you see, you know. And so once a while you see here sometimes, once a while. Europe, you see all the time. Source of happiness. So that's a bad joke, sorry. So, you know, why you do? Looking for happiness. That's why, looking for happiness. That's all. Not necessarily making someone angry, maybe looking for happiness. That's what they do. You know? You can't judge. You cannot judge. if you truly believe the healthy mind is very important to have, if you truly believe the healthy mind will contribute to healthy body, so then that comes all based on mindset. Mindset. See? I'm not saying it's a piece of cake. If I'm saying the piece of cake, that's my mistake. I'm not saying it's a piece of cake, you know. It does require effort. It doesn't come automatically. It does require effort. Then eventually it becomes effortless. In the beginning, you need to put effort. Nothing, you know, everything requires effort. You know, nothing, you know. Iced tea, that's the easiest way to make, but still you need to move around. You know, you can't just sit there. Oh, may I wish to have ice cake. And then look around, there's no ice cake. That's not how ice cake come to being. You have to make ice, you have to put black tea, you have to put sweet, whatever, then that's how the ice cake, you know, you can enjoy. Same. Same. No matter what we label Tibetan, American, no matter how it looks, bottom line, you are, His Holiness always says, you are one of the 6 billion human beings. That's the foundation, that's the bottom line. There should be more emphasis on that. We are all human. We are all human looking for happiness every single moment. The minute we wake up, we're looking for happiness. You do the same, I do the same, I don't have any extra reason to be happy. You have less reason to be happy, no? Look around. That's probably one way to open up your heart. Same thing. It makes sense. If you want to be happy, it makes sense to open up. The best to help is not restrain from harming others. It's not good. Harming others is no good. No, it's like harming others is harming yourself. Pretty much same. Different term, it comes down the same point. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that somebody enjoy hurting someone. It's hard to believe. Deep down. You see? And I read some articles about the soldier who went to war. Somebody interviewed the soldier. The soldier said, in order to kill someone, first you have to kill yourself. You can't kill. So that means deep down, harming others is not good. Deep down, service level, whatever you say, deep down, you don't feel good. See? So that's probably another way to open the door for happiness. You know, open up, maybe share best help, at least restrain harming them. So then you hear all that, oh, that person so-and-so is very sweet, very kind, very sweet. Yeah, people like that. And nobody says, oh, he's so good because he's angry all the time. Did you hear that? Do people say? No, don't say. People don't say. It doesn't matter, Christian, Buddhist, you know, even the animals, pet. Don't say, oh, my owner is so mean to me, that's why I'm so happy. No, don't say. If they can speak, they don't say that. They say because they don't know whether you are Buddhist or not Buddhist, Tibetan, American. They know because you give them so much love. That's why they feel safe, secure. So see, you don't hear that, you know. You say, oh, so-and-so, they're walking, they're like, he's seated, cashier. That person is so sweet. Yeah, everybody enjoys, you know. If you enjoy, everybody enjoys the same thing. So that's the whole, it all comes down, boils down on the mindset. So, when you look at me, so you are wishing me for happiness. When I look at you, I'm wishing you for happiness. It doesn't matter, you're American, Tibetan, I wish you something positive. Then you wish the same thing. So that guarantees happiness within the family, within the community, within the countries, you know, that guarantees happiness. And when you look around and you say, oh, that person is looking for happiness, like exactly like me, I don't have extra reason. So, you know.
But I'm not saying it's a piece of cake. You know, it does require effort. It does require meditation. That's what the meditation is all about, to minimize, to reduce disturbing thought. Oh, that's gomtob nimochumas. Gomtob. Power of meditation is to minimize disturbing thought. That's the last thing you need. You don't need any of those. Oh. If you want to be happy. No saying, oh, if you become Buddhist, oh, you are going to be happy. That's no guarantee. Don't hallucinate. Okay, that's no guarantee. So that's why last 20 years, I never encouraged anybody to become Buddhist. Why? There's no guarantee. If you manage to think something positive, that's guarantee you can be happy. There's a guarantee. That's what I've been saying this last almost 20 years here at the Kadamba Center. Oh. It all boils down on the mindset, attitude, and the perceptions. Oh. Oh, you could be living in a cave. Nothing. You can be happy. Happy. Why? You're thinking something good. That is the purpose or power of meditation. When you meditate, it's not just like, oh, sit down like chicken. No, it's not like that. A chicken can sit, we cannot sit on one leg. The bird can sit on one leg long time. That's not meditation. You just go sitting. That's how you sit when you meditate. That's how you sit. The really meditation is happening within. So that's what I'm saying. You don't have to sit down. You can be cleaning dishes. You can be driving. You could be walking around. Oh. Gom top. Gom, meditation, top power. Nimong, afflicted mind. Disturbing thought. Chua, less. Few. So you used to be so angry. Little things makes you just explode. You thought about that, you read, then you discussed the fable, then it slowly. First time, if somebody dared to move this clock from here to here, 1 inch, all my happiness would be gone. Like that, before. Now, it's okay. Somebody already moved this here, I don't know. It's okay. That's how the progress. Before, tiny small things makes you kind of explode. Slowly thought about that. Then you gain, you kind of expand your heart. So then, before you act, you just pause and you thought about that thoroughly. Whether it's like beneficial or not beneficial, you thought about it thoroughly. Then slowly, your mind kind of shifted. So then that's how the progress will make. Slowly. See? So then you enjoy having less anger. You enjoy. People around you, they probably notice, they probably feel more secure being around you because you are now not that easy to get explored or angry. So that's why. Probably you heard it's not something new that I said, so gomdob nimochuwa. So minimizing or reducing the amount of disturbing thought through meditation, then your meditation becomes productive. Otherwise, it's completely waste of time. So better too. That's much better. Long sleep. No, so much better. So see, it's not fashion. It's not how is it? Fashion. Meditation is not fashion. Fashion. Mm-hmm. Meditation is not fashion. No, it is to help you to become happier human beings. Minimizing, reducing your disturbing thought. You understood? Yeah, so just please, all my friends here, you come here, so you try. I'm also trying myself every day. I try myself, remind myself, enjoy. You cannot count 100% on that. People change, friends change. Few unguarded words, best friends become enemies. What is that? They change. today's best friend, one of the best friends that you have, best friend, few unguarded word, tomorrow become the worst enemy. The worst enemy could become friend, you know, everything. That's why, kind of like, there's nothing serious. We just make, our mind just make everything so serious, there's nothing serious. How much serious you see when you are a child. Everything you see is something to play. This is so sacred. This is a prayer well, should not touch. Kids come here, they go like this, they go like that. No, you're supposed to do like this. And the kids come here, we should not go out of your mind. You just make them so serious. You know, the kids, they just play. There's nothing wrong. You know, so it does go like that. But it's not supposed to go like this. It's supposed to go like that. When it's going like that, all my habits are now gone. So I'm so like, so therefore, so this is real. What is that child, a 7 years old boy or girl? What do you do? There's nothing you can do. That's why I say, can't hold. No. It all comes down to mindset. Like that. So, you know, everything that we make serious. So, we are the one who makes an order, all plan, everything, you know, this you go here, this you go there, you know, this all is nothing like come from itself, and you just make. So then we are so caught up with that, so probably not able to let it go, anything that comes in the way, so first thing we think, destroy them. Not cherish them, you know. When you see the squirrel getting close to your fruit tree, first thought that comes, what kind of thought that comes? Eliminate them. It's not that easy. Eliminating squirrels is not easy. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy job. If you feed them, that's much easier. If you feed them, probably they are not going to destroy your tree, fruit tree, if you feed them. You know, so, the reason I'm bringing this up is kind of funny stories. I do have fruit trees in my backyard. It produced persimmon tree, it produced hundreds of fruit every year. Yeah, to protect the trees. All this year, putting fans and buying this what you call spray, semesta chili. Buy something to throw around, none of them work. So what you do, then you chase the squirrel with the holes. They are hundreds of faster than you, you can't catch them. Even though they are way up there, you're still... It's all the mindset that pushing you to do silly things, you know. Not knowing that you're doing silly things, that you're, for you this is very serious. I have to get this job, you know, where is the squirrel? All of a sudden, squirrel went there, you're looking there. So see, you know, that's why the mind that drives you to do things. Even though it's very serious for you, that's a very serious thing. If somebody says you are doing silly things, you get more upset. Actually, there's nothing serious. You just made it up. There's nothing serious. Then how long you can stand there outside with the hose? How long you could stay? Nothing long. When you go in, after 2 minutes, the squirrel's already there. Not just one, four, five of them. So idea to fast thought or get rid of them. And not like, wow, they are hungry. You know, they are looking for something to eat. I should feed them. Not that kind of thought arise. If that kind of thought arise, oh, you will sleep, you keep your happiness, you know. I say, you're cool? Cool, huh?
Keep your cool.
You keep your cool. That's not happening. So that's the part of life. That's the part. There's no reason to behave yourself. That's the part of life. Not just everywhere do the same thing. Nothing is perfect. So, then try to make everything perfect, then everything becomes so serious, that's just hallucination. Nothing is perfect. Perfection is over there, you know. Liberation, that's perfection. So here, kind of chaos. but, you know, you can survive peacefully there, you can survive peacefully there, if you can keep your mind in the right positions. So, very interesting. You try all of that and all of that. You could feed them right from the beginning. Then you don't have to go through all these like host things and everything like that. Probably could save a lot of money. So then I realized, maybe I should feed them. You know, so they feed them. When they are full, what they do, they play. They don't go to fruit tree. They just play like us, we do. Just play. So then, you know, the tree is protected. Their belly is full. I don't have to go there, horse my horse. Took care of everything quite well. Quite well. So, so that's how you know. Like, meanwhile, I'm doing my prayer inside the house. I'm doing my prayer. All of a sudden, I see the leaf, the branch is moving. Fruit burning. I see the squirrel. Where's my prayer? It's gone. There's no prayer. It's gone. What I'm thinking how to get rid of the squirrel. See, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't guarantee happiness. Think. You think correctly. It protects, not just guarantee. It protects your peace of mind. Protects. You know, it could increase like that. There's nothing. We just make them so serious by thinking. But when you look at it from emptiness point of view, everything's just call. It's call. It's just call. It's just level. It's just level. Based on this body, I was called Gishigele. No, Gishigele. That's what based on the level. It's nothing serious. Just call. It could call John. No. But it didn't call John, but it's called Gishigele. No. Everything is just as it is. So means flexible mind. So enjoy, and the mind is very flexible. If it's not uptight with something, very flexible. So that mindset will help. Time of death, you know, ready to go. Again, it's not piece of cake. I'm not saying it's piece of cake, you know, but it requires some effort. If you put some effort, you could change. I could change. You could change. I could make my mind healthy. You could make your mind healthy. There's no differences. Physically, mentally, we are all same. But it does require some thinking. It doesn't come automatically. It does require some thinking. So there is meditation. See, you understand? Yes. Yeah. That is meditation. Yes. That is meditation. It's not like sitting like that. That's how you sit when you meditate. It's not meditation. Yes. Taking care of mind, guarding your mind, that is the meditation. That's meditation, yes. You could do that while you're driving, you could do that while you're eating, while you're cleaning, while you're talking to people, you can do that meditation. Okay? Now I probably talk too much. So probably stop here. Okay, stop. Unless you want to contribute something. Yeah, you want to contribute something. So the way that today class began, what is the origin? What is the origin of my problem? My unhappiness, what is the origin? What is the origin of happiness? This is very important things to try to think about. So then, another thing, as I mentioned, you know, cannot rely. Why? Conclusions. Impermanent rules everything. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. Things change. There's nothing you can do. If you're trying to do something, then you are going against the reality. You are going against reality. No. There's nothing to do with the Buddhism. It's nothing to do with Buddhism. It's just a fact. So then, you know, it's less high there. But the best happiness, best form of happiness you will achieve if you have no desire at all. Does that make sense? That's hard thing to do. But minimize. But at the same time, not saying, oh, desire is negative thing, not saying that. But you need to understand. If you truly believe or desire will bring you satisfactions, that is mistaken. That's mistaken. I did not say that. It's already been said. I'm just repeating here. And you just analyze. I'm not asking you to accept what I said. No. Even the Shakyamuni Buddha, Buddha also said, analyze to his students, disciples. He says, don't accept what I said, analyze. If you find something fact there, then accept. Down the road, it's good for you, it's good for me. Don't accept out of respect. That's not how you do. Learn, analyze. Not saying desire is bad, you can't survive. If you have no desire, you cannot survive. But at the same time, you have to understand, desire will not give you satisfactions. If you know that, then it's good. Then you know. Oh, I desire for something else. You should know, that's not going to satisfy you in long term. You have to understand that. Then, if you understand that, if you go with that, it doesn't satisfy you, no. So that's why the text said, no desire, the best happiness. But that's hard to do. But minimizing desire. Especially in America, it's hard. It's hard. Right? It's hard, very hard. But if you cannot minimize desire, you have to understand that's the not way to satisfy. You have to understand that. With that mindset, you can have desire. But that's not going to satisfy you. So that's nobody decide. That's the reality. That's the reality. That's the reality. So that needs understood. Yeah, so the happiness produced by hot chocolate with cookies is just here or is spread? It's just, how do you say, is it pervasive or is just somewhere here? Wisdom. Any happiness you could produce by having the wisdom, based on wisdom, so that will spread. It's not just here, it's everywhere. So, in this book, this is a collection of books, I read, sometimes I read here, then I do think about that, sometimes. Always prepare, not just prepare, well prepare to let it go. Vacation, you can plan, but there's no guarantee for happiness. You can plan, something wrong go wrong with the weather, anything, so many things could go wrong. So if you hold so tightly, it makes you vulnerable. There are certain things you cannot change. So I'm not discouraging you to become Buddhist, but I'm not encouraging you to become Buddhist. I'm not saying, it doesn't guarantee. But that's what you do, you say prayers and so all this. You do create man, Okay, Buddhists don't misunderstood, but I don't discourage anybody to become Buddhist. So that's your business. It's up to you. So I'm not encouraged or discouraged. So what I'm saying is, Buddhist or non-Buddhist, Christian, Islam, whatever, so positive, healthy mind is crucial. That's what I'm saying. Crucial. Oh, that's very important. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So then with that, probably I in my Mickey Mouse, so I could go on and on. Next time, Sunday class, if you have some suggestions, how the Sunday gathering should have the form, design, or form, please put it here. So I will listen. I will listen. So what is here? Maybe more small discussion group, probably that's probably one way to do. Every other Sunday, maybe divide group, we discuss, then every other Sunday, then my Mickey Mouse talk. So whatever is, you know, so suggestion is a good suggestion, you know.
In the Go Prayer Book, turn to page 246, and if you have the white binder, just look at the back side of the Kadamba Center prayer sheet, and we'll read Master Shantideva's dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an oath of May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy, may the poor learn, find hope, may all medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit, may all who are sick and troubled, may the power of these to be afraid, and those bound be free, may the parlous mind power, may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, maybe there's a few minutes left, so I will say a few mantras for your health. For your health? Or maybe for your health. Then some of the mantras are simply hearing them, you know, also prevent from the untimely death. So I'll do a few mantras, probably take 2 minutes, okay? You know? So this is for health. This is for long, this is for removed obstacles from your life. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayojana sumbani sitatam dharadaya tatakataya arahate samyasambhudaya teyatam punne punne mahapunne aparamita punne jana Sombar was the Omstava Samakara Parish, the Damanda Gangana, some of the Samo, Bishi, the Mane, Paravaris, Omnamo Bangawa, the Aparamina. Somebody said that to the Tataka, Arahat, Samuel, the Munimanima, Aparamina, Aparamina, Bunit, and Sombar was the Omstava Samakara Parish, the Damanda Gangana. Some got the Samba, Bishi, the Mane, Paravaris, Omnamo Bangawa, the Aparamina, and somebody is not the They are the one. They are the ones that are the ones. Tata Gadai Arahad Samyasam Buddha and Namasavata Dagada Arahad Samyasam Buddha Nama Ayawa Lokiti Sharaya Bodhisattaya Mahasattaya Mahakara Nigayatam Daradara Didi Didi Dhru Dhru Iti Sarasana Tatana Tatana Kusumi Kusumi Ilim Nisil Abana Suha Gyawati Yudha Chirisamara Duvachi Yambali Vashiri Suna Gopar Chewatan Chirisamara Lele Ijibete Vatangin Yudha Chirisamara Tawanamata Matulaka Kudu Jisawami Yuvajimari Chewatan Chirisamara Lidangata Ijibuji Gyaweza Vachiji Vatay Shindita Chanchun Nabata Vakuni Jishijama Tsongkabe Chutun Nabata Kichitamashi Vatatin Yamanin Sawayin Dada Shinji Tisundari Suni Jijantula Nijawa Lopchan Tawayi Tenpa Yuyen Bajwi Jibiba Vashina Chumata Kudu Samadhyay
Good morning. Welcome to spring. It's a kind of a chilly spring day today, but we have a few announcements. Elise, why don't you go ahead with yours?
I'm Elise from Outreach. Just want to remind you that we are collecting items through the month of March for personal care items for women and children, new only, please, in the big, wonderfully overflowing barrel in the front, and it's for victims of domestic violence at Interact. There's little slips of paper with suggestions of items that are especially needed. Just a quick update, keep the love notes coming. We've got a running total of 1,780. Keep them coming.
Thanks, Elise. Today is the second Sunday of March, which means it's the Sunday when if you are interested in becoming a member of Kadampa Center, Kim is here to help you with that. Just stick around in the Gompa afterwards, and she'll tell you how to go about that and all the benefits of becoming an actual bona fide member of Kadampa Center. So we have a few things coming up. Next Saturday is going to be a very special heart day for us at Kadampa Center. In the afternoon at Mitchell's funeral home will be the gathering in memory of Jim Barnes, who passed away last Sunday. And then following that at 7 o'clock here, we will have a medicine Buddha. Oh. Sorry? The puja? Mitchell's is from 4 to 6. I think. Yes, 4 to 6, yes. And then following that here, we will, thanks for reminding me to tell people what time. I've been very bad about that lately. And then following that, we'll have a Medicine Buddha Puja here, and we'll have time afterwards with tea prepared by Sandy and Venerable Kanda, when we can gather together and share our memories of this wonderful, wonderful guy that we've lost this week. Coming up, in 2 weeks, we will do a Vajrasattva retreat out at Nolan's Farm, led by Geshe Gelug. And you can register for that on the website. Just go to the dates, March 23 to 25, and you can click on that, and that'll get you to registration. Also, starting next week, and it'll be running for 8 Sundays, we have a very special program. It's almost full of a compassion cultivation training. I always get that wrong, but it's this is a program that was designed by social scientists at Berkeley and also by Thubten Jinpa, who is a Geshe, a PhD, and he is also, he's written many books, translated many books, and he is the translator for His Holiness when he's teaching here in this part of the West. So it's a really wonderful program. Elise went to the whole thing when it was over at Unity. I went to one day of it, and it's really a great program. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Also, starting in April 7th, the first Saturday of April, and running for 4 weeks, is a really rare and precious opportunity if you are interested in Buddhist art. We have here, you know, and he's just so quiet and so humble, Jean-Paul Hilmo, who is, he's really a treasure. He has amazing skills in Tibetan art. He can not only design and oversee the building of a stupa, he can also do tanka paintings. He has painted tankas for Venerable Lama, for Peter, for, other people. Do you have a question? Oh, you were just saying that he's done some for you? Yes, yes. A lot of us have been the beneficiaries of his skill. So he has he will be teaching how to draw a tanka really in the traditional way, you know, with all the techniques and the methods of doing that. And that's going to be on 4 Saturdays, starting on April 7. And so we've got the ability to sign up for that on the website. And it's, we don't have a whole lot of space, so it's going to be a limited class. Thank you. I'm sorry to be so long-winded today, and I think Jill's got a few words, too.
So in our tradition of seeking volunteers, the next position available, well, let's go back. We have the front desk that we still need. So you have to just give me a buzz and talk to me about that. And then we have a shed captain. We still need that. And then the next one for this week is protocol writer. So for an example, it might be, Gary, how do you clean those toilets? And when do you clean them? And what do you use to clean them? So not that we would write that. That's just a joke. But we would gather information. We might interview Gary and talk to him about it. But so there's a lot of different things like gathering data, going back to historical data or hysterical data, and then seeing everything that we have and putting it all together in this enormous document, which we could actually share with other centers around the world. So it's really quite amazing. So if you want to be part of that, just get in touch with me. We need about one or two more people to get started. And then there's a new thing that's going to happen, so a change in hours. So we're going to start closing on Mondays. So for those of you who are used to meditating or coming in and shopping, everything, I just want to give you a heads up that we will no longer be open on Mondays. So just a little shift in making things functional. And that's it. Thank you.